Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes rationalization of GST as biggest reform of independent India. US President Donald Trump signs an executive order to lower tariffs on Japanese autos and other goods to 15%. 26 Western allies pledge to deploy troops in Ukraine after conflict with Russia ends. Keralites across the globe celebrating Thiru Onam today. Eid Miladun-Nabi, marking the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, also being celebrated. And India beat Malaysia 4-1 in their second Super 4 stage match of Men's Asia Cup Hockey at Rajgir in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had described the rationalization of goods and services tax, GST, as the biggest reform since independence. Mr. Modi said the move is expected to put money in the pockets of the middle class by slashing tax on multiple items and scrapping it altogether for crucial items, including bread and life-saving drugs. The Prime Minister was interacting with award-winning teachers in New Delhi yesterday.
8 years पहले जब जीएसटी लागू हुआ तो कई दशकों का सपना साकार ये आजाद भारत के सबसे बड़े आर्थिक सुधारों में से तब देश को अनेकों तरह के टैक्स के जाल से मुक्ति दिलाने का एक बहुत बड़ा काम अब 21वीं सदी में आगे बढ़ते भारत में जीएसटी में भी नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म की आवश्यकता थी और उसको किया गया.
Mr. Modi said the two slab tax will come into effect from September the 22nd, the first day of Navaratri. People will start benefiting from the first day of Navaratri, and this time, Dhanteras will be more vibrant, he said. Mr. Modi said he had promised double dhamaka of next generation GST reforms before Diwali and Chhat from the ramparts of the Red Fort.
इससे भारत की शानदार अर्थव्यवस्था में पंच रत्न जुड़े हैं. पहला, टैक्स सिस्टम कहीं अधिक सिंपल हुआ. दूसरा, भारत के नागरिकों की क्वालिटी ऑफ लाइफ और बढ़ेगी. तीसरा, कंजम्पशन और ग्रोथ दोनों को नया बूस्टर मिलेगा. और चौथा, ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस से निवेश और नौकरी को बल मिलेगा. और पांचवा, विकसित भारत के लिए कोऑपरेटिव फेडरलिज्म यानी राज्यों और केंद्र की साझेदारी और मजबूत होगी.
The rationalization of GST announced by the GST Council on Wednesday has slashed taxes on multiple items, including food, medicines, essential items, farm goods, green energy, small cars and bikes. Crucial items including life and medical insurance, life-saving drugs and food items including dairy products and bread have been made tax-free. Prime Minister of Bhutan, Shering Tobge, accompanied by his wife and official entourage, visited the sacred Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya in Bihar yesterday. The Bhutanese Prime Minister offered prayers at the UNESCO World Heritage Site, Mahabodhi Temple, Bodh Gaya, revered as the place where Lord Buddha attained enlightenment. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, during his four-day visit, he will attend programs in Gaya and Ayodhya before his arrival in New Delhi. The MEA added that during his visit in the national capital, he will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to lower tariffs on Japanese autos and other goods. Implementing a trade agreement reached with Tokyo, the new order reduces tariffs on Japanese vehicles from 27.5% to 15%, with similar caps applied to many other products. The changes follow a visit by Japan's tariff envoy, Ryosei Akazawa. Although the trade deal was announced in late July, details had remained unclear, especially after the US raised tariffs in early August on several countries, including Japan. Akazawa traveled to the US to push the finalization of the agreement after weeks of delay. The new 15% cap on Japan will apply retroactively to shipments from August the 7th, the date that the high duties on dozens of economies took effect. President Trump hosted a high-powered group of tech executives at the White House last night. The meeting focused on artificial intelligence and investments in the United States. More than a dozen CEOs attended the event, including Microsoft's Bill Gates, Apple's Tim Cook, and Meta's Mark Zuckerberg. Five Indian origin executives, including Satya Nadella of Microsoft, Sundar Pichai of Google, Sanjay Mehrotra of Micron, Vivek Ranadeve of TIBCO, and Shyam Shankar of Palantir were at the table. However, the Tesla and SpaceX CEO and formerly one of Trump's closest allies, Elon Musk, was a notable absence. 26 Western allies have officially pledged to deploy troops by land, sea or air in Ukraine after the conflict with Russia ends. French President Emmanuel Macron made this announcement after a summit of 35 nations supporting Ukraine, dubbed the Coalition of the Willing. Earlier, Macron and other European leaders met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and US peace envoy Steve Witkoff to discuss long-term military support and continued American backing after the conflict. In Afghanistan, a magnitude 6.2 earthquake struck the southeastern region last evening, marking the third major tremor since Sunday. The death toll from Sunday's deadly quake has now risen to over 2,200. According to a spokesperson for the health department in Nangarhar province, the epicenter was located in the remote Shiwa district near the Pakistan border. Initial reports of damage have emerged from the Barkashkot area, though full details are still being gathered. In Sri Lanka, 15 people were killed and at least 18 others injured when a bus carrying municipal employees plunged into a ravine on the Ella Velavaya main road, police said. The victims included 6 men and 9 women. Among the injured were 11 men and 7 women, as well as children, authorities said. They're being treated at nearby hospitals. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiru Onam today. Thiru Onam is the biggest festival in Kerala, and the entire state is in a festive mood for the last couple of days. More from our correspondent.
Onam, celebrated by Keralites as the homecoming of the legendary King Mahabali. This festival began 11 days ago with the Attam. Today marks Thiruvonam, the most significant day of the celebrations. The day started with Pookalam, traditional floral carpet, and will be highlighted by the grand feast served on plantain leaves known as Onasadhya. Major temples including Shabarimala, Guruvayur and Trikkakara are holding special pujas and Onasadhya today. Smithy M. Pallurithi, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Eid Miladun-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervor across the world today. Milad Mehfils and Seerat conferences will be held highlighting the life and teachings of Prophet Muhammad. Milad processions are also being organized to mark the occasion. On to sports. In hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4-stage match of the Asia Cup Championship at the Rajgir International Stadium. For India, Manpreet Singh, Sukhjeet Singh, Shilanand Lakkada and Vivek Sagar Prasad scored one goal each. With this win, India now tops the Super 4 group with 4 points. India will play China next in the Super 4 pool stage tomorrow. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes rationalization of GST as biggest reform of independent India. US President Donald Trump signs an executive order to lower tariffs on Japanese autos and other goods to 15%. 26 Western allies pledge to deploy troops in Ukraine after conflict with Russia ends. Keralites across the globe celebrating Thiru Onam today. Eid Miladun-Nabi, marking the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, also being celebrated. And India beat Malaysia 4-1 in their second Super 4 stage match of Men's Asia Cup Hockey at Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.